Hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Would you prefer to spend time outside in windy weather or really hot weather? Do you consider the sun or the wind to be more powerful? Well, yesterday we met the sun and the north wind in the lesson called The North Wind and the Sun. In the lesson, we learned that the north wind and the sun have had an ongoing dispute about which of the two, which of them, that is, are more powerful. So here's a question I want you to think about today. Which is stronger, the north wind or the sun? Which is stronger, the north wind or the sun? Think about that question as we continue, or as we start today's lesson. Open up your magazines and let's begin. Come on!
The North Winds and the Sun. So it was that the argument started as usual. The north wind stormed up close to the sun and thundered to a halt. The sun smiled and winked in her warm and charming way.
"Good morning, Miss Sun," whispered the north wind. "You certainly look bright today. I don't suppose you noticed the way I blew all the litter off the city streets yesterday," he began.
"You are quite good," admitted the sun. "But all of us have a place around this world where we live."
The north wind blurted out, "When are you going to admit that I am stronger than you are?"
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 halt 这个名词。halt 是指停止或暂停。例如 the filming of the movie came to a halt because of insufficient funds. 因为资金不足所以电影停止拍摄。或者是 the football game was called to a halt because of the heavy rain. 这场美式足球比赛因为大雨而暂停。Halt 也可以当动词，例如 production was halted because the machine broke down, 因为机器故障所以生产暂停。接下来我们看的是 blurt out 这个动词片语。blurt 是指脱口而出，是一个不及物动词，所以要加介系词 out 后面才能加受词。例如 Alice blurts out whatever's on her mind, Alice 心里想的事情都会不假思索地说出来。或者是 Henry blurted out his secret when he was drunk. Henry 喝醉的时候把自己的秘密说出来了。
Well, dear, when are you ever going to admit that coffee is better than tea?
Now, dear, we've been through this at least 1,000 times over the last 50 years. Tea definitely is much better.For you than coffee is.
Well, I don't think so anyway.
But I think that we both will agree that we should continue our story from yesterday.
The North Wind and the Sun.
Because our grandchildren are here.
The North Wind and the Sun.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. The North Wind and the Sun.
It starts off Aesop's like this.
Aesop's Fables. It's edited by Linda Ludwig.
Right, we've already gone through that, dear.
Ah.
Yes, it's a few more pages.
Right.
That page right here. Yeah, so it was that the argument started as usual. Oh, honey, it just reminds me of our morning argument at the breakfast table when we're talking about tea and coffee.
Well, honey, we do like to have our arguments. You know, this reminds me.
Yes, of what?
This is a wonderful phrase. As usual,
you are right.
As usual, I am right. And as usual, you agree with me.
Oh, I do. I try to be a good wife.
Right. Well, this is a good phrase. You know, you can use it if someone usually does something. To say, as usual, they did such and such. So, for example, as usual, you didn't ask me before taking my umbrella. You always take my umbrella without asking me, and you did it again.
I'm so sorry. It was raining out. You don't understand, dear.
Oh, not you.
Oh, not me.
Oh, oh. Did you take my umbrella, too?
Oh, I guess you didn't notice. Oh. But as usual, honey, you were late for dinner last night. As usual.
Well, as usual, the dinner was delicious, dear. Now, well, let's continue. It was that the argument started as usual. So by this sentence, we know that the North Wind and the Sun often argue. The North Wind stormed up close to the Sun and thundered to a halt. This is good writing. This is excellent writing. Who wrote this? The North Wind stormed up to the... Yesterday, we read the North Wind blew up to the Sun. Now the North Wind is storming up to the Sun. Because that's what the wind is sometimes, a good storm.
Honey, this is making me so happy. It's been a long time since I've seen you so excited about a story.
Well, it's a good story. But there's another phrase here. It thundered to a halt.
To a halt. That just means to come to a stop.
Ah.
So, the North Wind stormed up close to the Sun and thundered to a stop.
Ah, yes, thundered to a stop. Sometimes I will use the word screech. Especially
screech!
When she's driving a car. And she doesn't put on the brakes soon enough. She screeches to a halt, or screeches to a stop.
But honey, I'm not the one who usually does the driving. I think you might be talking about yourself.
Oh, yes, quite
right.
Quite right.
Okay, so let's continue on here.
Right.
So if something comes to a halt, that just means it stops.
Yes.
Oh, that was... hurt my arm a little bit.
Be careful, dear. We need to continue. We can't come to a halt right now. We need to continue. The Sun smiled and winked in her warm and charming way. She sounds so nice. Good morning, Miss Sun, whispered the North Wind. You certainly look bright today. Oh, well, that's a good description for a sun, wouldn't you say, dear? The bright sun?
Well, a sun is naturally bright. So, of course, it would be a very good description. But the North Wind continues by saying, I don't suppose you noticed the way I blew all the litter off the streets yesterday. He began, here he goes again, bragging about everything that he's done.
Yes, it sounds like he really is full of hot air. Well, we continue. You are quite good, admitted the Sun. But all of us have a place around this world where we live. You have a place. That means you have a special place in the world. And that's true about you, dear grandchildren. Everybody has a special place. You might not know what it is right now, but you will understand more and more as time goes on.
Honey, that's great. We got to continue here.
Right.
The North Wind blurted out, when are you going to... admit that I'm stronger than you are. You see those two words blurt out?
Oh.
Oftentimes, hon, you blurt out some really interesting things.
Dear, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
A silver spoon? What?
Oh, well, sometimes I just think about how you were spoiled as a child and...
You just blurt things out.
I'm
well, right
sorry.
Now, dear, I want to learn more about that phrase.
Oh, you mean... a silver spoon in your mouth?
Yeah, in the, what was it called again?
The cloud of information.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. What kind of a family were you born into? If you live in a country, maybe you were born into a farm family. Or if your parents like music, maybe you were born into a musical family.
Notice the preposition, it should be into, not in.
That's right, Ken. The preposition in describes the location. You were born in a hospital, in a house, or maybe even in a taxi.
Oh, I hope not. Now, in can also describe a condition. Jonathan was born in poverty. But if you want to describe the kind of family you were in when you came to this world, then you'd say born into.
Now, Ken, there's an interesting expression that describes people who were born into rich families. And I'm sure you're familiar with the expression.
Do you mean people who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth?
That's right. Notice it's not a gold spoon, but silver spoon. Because traditionally, silver spoons were given at birth to children in wealthy families.
若是你要表示某人出生于什么样的家庭，介系词要用 into。
He was born into a musical family. 他出生音乐世家。
She was born into a farm family. 她出生于一户农家。
若是一个人出生于有钱人家，我们可以用一句惯用语来形容 born with a silver spoon in his mouth. 含着银汤匙出生，注意哦，不是金汤匙。虽然我们中文常常说这家伙是含着金汤匙出生的，其实他的英文典故是银汤匙。因为在西方的传统上，只要有钱人家喜获麟儿，亲朋好友就会送纯银的汤匙当作礼物。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Born with a silver spoon in one's mouth. Is that a new phrase? I don't feel like I've used that phrase in a while.
Well, you, dear, were certainly born with a silver spoon in your mouth, born to very rich parents into a rich family. Now, we're continuing with the North Wind and the Sun. Do you remember what happened earlier? The North Wind stormed up close to the Sun to begin this argument.
Argument, dispute.
Dispute.
Yes.
The North Winds and the Sun. Before the sun could reply, she heard a whistling sound. She looked around and saw a traveler walking along on the road below. She noticed that the man wore a coat and thought of a way to stop the North Wind's bragging forever. "I might admit that you are stronger than me if you can beat me in a contest," said the sun.
"I can beat you at anything," the North Wind stated.
"Let us agree," said the sun, "that whichever of us can make that man below us take off his coat is the more powerful."
Alright, 接下来我们看 whistle 这个动词。Whistle 是指吹口哨、吹哨子或者是鸣笛。注意 T 在这里是不发音的，念成 whistle。例如 Max whistled all the way home from school because he got an A on his quiz. Max 小考拿到 A 就从学校一路吹口哨回家。如果是向某个人吹口哨的话，是用 at 这个介系词。例如 Some boys whistled at Hannah because she wore a very pretty dress today. Hannah 今天穿了一件很漂亮的洋装，所以有男生对她吹口哨。最后我们看的是 beat 这个动词。Beat 在这里是指的打败或战胜。例如 Sean always beats me at badminton. Sean 每次打羽毛球都会赢我。据他的过去式还有过去分词可以是 beaten 或者是 beat。例如 Our team was beaten by our opponents by only 2 points. 我们这一队仅以两分之差被对手给打败了。Beat 也可以指打或者是猛击。例如 The gangsters beat up the boy and he was hospitalized. 这些帮派分子把这个男孩打了一顿，让他进了医院。And now let's get back to our teachers. Well, we're getting to the best part of the story. We read, before the sun could reply, she heard a whistling sound like this.
Oh, good job, dear.
I can whistle.
You know how to whistle. I know how to howl. Ooh, and you know how to whistle. Let's play the whistling game if we have time today.
Okay.
But first, let's continue with our story.
Yes. What does the next line say, dear? You're on page 7, right?
Oh, yes. 7. The sun, she heard a whistling sound.
Mm-hmm.
She looked around and saw a traveler walking along on the road below.
It must be this traveler.
This traveler. Yes. Okay. Yes, this one, right. So this is the third character in our story today, this traveler. She noticed that the man wore a coat and thought of a way to stop the north wind's bragging forever. Mm. Well, she thought of a way, you could say. She devised a way to stop the bragging. Is there another way to say this, to stop the north wind's bragging?
Hold on. I think... It would be to stop to, put a stop to.
What?
To put a stop to his bragging.
Well, that's what I said, to stop the north wind's bragging. Is that
right?
That's
to put a stop to.
Oh, to put a stop to.
To put a stop to. That's what I said. That's...
I'm sorry, dear. I misheard you.
It's okay.
But it means the same thing, right?
Well, yes, it means the same thing.
Oh, good. I'm happy when it means the same thing.
But, honey, I have an example as to how we can use this phrase to put a stop to.
You wrote in your storybook?
Oh, please, dear. Don't look at my storybook.
Oh, right.
There are a few notes. I like to take notes. But we must really put a stop to this negative talk. But I'm not talking about you, dear, because you're a very positive person.
Well, yes, darling, I am. I always say nice things about her cooking, even though sometimes it doesn't taste that great. But I need to say nice things so that she feels encouraged.
Honey, we need to put a stop to this complaining.
Oh, right.
I don't want you complaining about my food.
Okay, well...
At least you have food to eat.
I think we need to put a stop to this argument.
Yes, and continue with our story.
Well, right. So we continue here. I might admit that you are stronger than me if you can beat me in a contest. Well, I was always very good in contests, dear. I always won.
When you competed against me? I don't think so. Remember last time we played checkers? You said you were going to win. I beat you 5 times.
I always let her win. 5 times in a row I let her win last time. Well, we continue. I can beat you at anything, the North Wind stated. So, it's on. This competition, this contest is on. I wonder how the sun will reply.
Well, let's find out. Let us agree, said the sun, that whichever of us can make the man below us take off his coat is the more powerful. This sounds like to me that the sun and the north wind are making a bet.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Let's make a bet.
Let's make a bet. Oh, yes. Is it really a bet, though? Usually in a bet, the loser has to give the winner something.
Right. And in this case, the winner isn't giving the loser anything. The winner is just being declared the winner.
The winner. So it's kind of like bragging rights. So whoever wins will be able to have the right to brag about it for the rest of his life. Well, let's make a bet, dear.
Okay.
We'll see who can be the better whistler. How about that?
Let's do it. We know that I'm the better whistler.
Okay, and if I win, then you cook me dinner. If you win, then you cook me dinner. So let's begin with our bet here. Let's do Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay.
You ready? See who can continue whistling the longest.
Ready? Begin.
terrible.
Come on, darling. You need to keep... You look ridiculous.
You look terrible, too.
I think
I'm going to do the cooking tonight because my cooking is better than yours.
Well, I think that's time for an SC challenge.
We like to say yes.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC challenge.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's so scary.
You're scared?
You're going to ask me a question that I haven't heard before.
Oh, I thought you would be excited.
Well, a little excited. If I know the answer, I'll be real excited.
Of course, you will know the answer to today's question.
Great.
And of course, today's lesson is quite an interesting lesson.
Okay.
The question is, let's say you had to give a speech outside. Would you prefer a strong wind throughout the speech?
Ooh.
Or just really hot temperatures?
I will have to say hot temperatures for two reasons. Number one is if you have papers and the wind is blowing, your papers might blow away, or your fun props might blow away, or your magic tricks.
Ooh.
I've tried that before. Another thing is it's hard to hear when there's a strong wind. Even if you use a microphone, you might speak and you might hear... Because the wind is blowing?
Yeah, that's terrible.
If it's hot, though, you might need to drink a little more water or wear sunglasses, but that's okay.
So hot temperatures would definitely be better than too much wind.
Yes, hot temperatures, but no clown outfit, okay? Just
no
maybe
clown
short
outfit.
Sleeves.
I like that answer, Hazel. Well, what about you, friends? Do you ever have to give a speech outside?
Ooh.
Would you prefer windy weather or hot temperatures? Friends, think about that question, and thank you for joining us for the SE Challenge, and thank you, Hazel.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's put a stop to this whistling. We have more to learn when we finish our story, The North Wind and the Sun, next time. So we'll see you right here at
Studio Classroom.